KGC 95.5, The Pablo Show, 7:48. Today at 8:20, first shot at Beyonce and Jay-Z tickets.
Thunderstorms, rain, it's going to be an ugly day. Make sure you have your jacket and your umbrella. High of 71 right now. It is 53 in downtown D.C.
All right, his name, Donald Sterling. He is the owner of the Clippers. Came out with some very racist remarks saying, hey, to a side chick, don't bring the black friends to my game. I don't want any of them there. Right. God, you know, and I hate saying that. Why? Because someone could be listening right now. Did you hear what Pablo said?
No, we all know it's Donald Sterling.
Anyway, she came out and said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be this to be released
for it
to go too far.
She is setting herself up for the book deal, the sitcom.
All right, reality show.
Reality shows, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so his wife, of course, is now suing her because she wants to get all the gifts that her husband gave to, of course, the side chick.
So stupid.
We're asking you, who did you sue? 877-955-5267. Peaches, we got you up on the line. Let's go. Thanks for calling the Pablo Show. Who'd you sue?
I sued the pawn shop because they stole my ring.
Ooh. How'd they steal it? You didn't bring it in to get some money?
Well, the ring lost value because I broke up with the person, but I still liked the ring because it had a lot of diamonds. And it was a gorgeous ring. I just needed some money for the weekend so I'd go partying. So I pawned the ring, and when I went to pick it up, they said they couldn't find it. And I only had like 3 days left. It's like, not a problem. Don't worry about it. We'll have it for you. Come back tomorrow. I came back the next day. They're going to try to tell me, no, you can pick any ring you want out of these rings. I said, no, I want the ring I had. Mm-hmm. And so they was like, well, come back in 2 days, and we got it. So 2 days came back. And they said, oh, my ticket expired. Mm. I wrote every commissioner and everybody across the state, went to court, and I won. They paid for my ring, plus some for my time and mental stress.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, girl.
Get it, peaches and cream.
At the pawn shop, you can sue the pawn shop.
Yeah, girl.
I didn't know you could sue the pawn shop. Peaches, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right, so we promised you, if you shared a story with us, we'd share a story with you. Now, Tati said she could have sued somebody but opted not to. First off, why?
Well, let's just say that my backside was exposed to 500 females in a room.
Sounds like a great time to me.
Well, I wasn't stripping or trying to make a dollar that night. I was working for the radio station at the time.
Not this one, at the previous radio station.
Thank you for clarifying. It was many years ago. And I was on stage and I was the host. After my 2-hour appearance, I was told, okay, you need to introduce the new MC for the show. It was a Chippendale show.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
This man comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, here you go. You know, give it up for blah, blah, blah. Give him the microphone. I go to give him a hug. In Hawaii, you kiss on the cheek, you hug.
Mm-hmm.
He lifted up my skirt. I was not wearing any panties.
Oh, Commando Tati.
Wow.
Yes, bad gal Tati back in the day. And exposed me to the audience.
All right.
From that moment on, I have never gone commando.
Huh.
Let alone wore a skirt on a stage. I have been traumatized since.
Aww.
But I didn't sue.
So who would you sue, though?
I was going to sue them, and I was going to sue the radio station I worked for at the time.
Okay.
Because they didn't back me up. When I told them what happened, they're like, we'll get an apology letter ASAP.
Like, that's going to really make everything good. Right.
Exactly. I'm like, really? And then his apology letter, which I still have, didn't really apologize the way I wanted it to go down.
So, what did you just say? Start wearing drawers?
Probably something in that context. Yeah. It was like, we had no clue that you were going to be commando under there. I was like, well, if you just didn't lift up my skirt, you would have not known.
Last question. Were you prepared?
For what?
When you pulled up the skirt?
I was absolutely beautiful down there. Okay.
All right, there you go.
Just so you know.
It's WPGC 95.5.
Now here's Guy Lambert with the top.